Pet Paradise. The changing world of pets. Dogs, cats, hamsters. The world of pets is a multi-million pound industry in the UK. But things are changing. For a start, a number of dogs are now banned. These include Japanese Tosas, Dogo Argentinos, Fila Brasileiros, and the Pit Bull Terrier. Also, under new laws, a dog classed as being dangerously out of control in a public place can be destroyed, the owner can be fined, and if a dog injures someone, the owner can be jailed for up to 2 years. The type of pets that people keep is also changing. The big news is that cats are no longer the most popular pet in the UK. Figures from analyst Mintel show that the dog population peaked in 2004 at 9.6 million, but has since dropped to 8.6 million. And the dog population has risen from 5 million in 1970 to 8.3 million today. And these days, the most popular dogs are smaller breeds. With more of us living in cities, those who might have gone for a cat are choosing to have a small dog, said an industry expert. You can feed 4 Yorkshire Terriers for the same cost as 1 Labrador. So, in the current climate, small dogs are more appealing, she added. And, thanks to celebrities such as Paris Hilton, small dogs are also seen as a fashion accessory. Pet names have also been changing. Traditional names for pets, such as Spot and Rover, are being replaced by popular ones for babies, such as Charlie, Poppy, Molly and Alfie, which all appear in the list of baby top 10 names. Pet owners now regard their beloved animals as part of the family and will go as far as naming them in a similar manner, said an expert. Finally, more and more people are interested in animal psychology. Cesar Millan's TV show, The Dog Whisperer, is popular all over the world. Millan, 1969, was born in Mexico, but lives in the US. His philosophy is based on the idea that healthy dogs require strong pack leadership from their owners, specifically in the form of exercise, discipline, and affection, in that order. He also encourages owners to understand the effect their own attitudes have on a dog's behaviour. It's not about the dog. It's always about the owner. It's up to us to create an environment and circumstances in which the dog can thrive and be itself, Millan explained. To be happy, dogs basically need exercise, good food, and a pat on the head, he added. There's never been a better time to be a pet.